This week, I've been taking another look at and celebrating the power of humility. And when I say celebrating the power, I don't mean, you know, thank God I am so humble. I just mean that, you know, humility has been a powerful component in my life. And before I go on, let me clarify. Humility is not weakness or even meekness. True humility has absolutely nothing to do with one's personality type or with humiliation or self-effacement or limiting one's personal power. I'm not even sure we could call humility a character trait because I don't think it can be possessed. I think it is something to chase after in the hope that if you get close enough, you might be fortunate enough to be possessed by it for a time. So no, humility is not a possession. Humility is a perspective. It is simply what happens to you when you successfully locate your place in the big scheme of things. In other words, you are not the center of the universe. In the big scheme of things, you are ignorant and powerless and extremely needy. You are small, and humility is simply what happens when you realize it. So, because humility is akin to honesty and truth, most of us know humility is, you know, good. A few of us know it's not only good, but a powerful agent of change. And a few of us are beginning to wonder whether humility might just be the most powerful change agent of all. So if, like me, you suspect humility may not just be another good idea, you're not alone. St. Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, Mother Teresa, Confucius, Gandhi, T.S. Eliot, Carl Sagan, Thoreau, Einstein, and many, many more minds far greater than ours have also had their suspicions that humility may not simply be a good, but the good, the mother of all good. And in my own life, I've come to realize humility hasn't just brought a lot of good, it has brought most of the good. So I am fairly convinced it's not just another flower in the garden, but more like the soil from which the entire garden grows. I'm a believer in humility. So these days, my questions aren't really about whether it's good, but whether it's always good. In other words, does humility work equally well at every level? If personal humility is good, fine. But is it best then for a relationship? And if the answer is yes, then is it best for all relationships, familial, professional, cultural, even national? If it's good for people to not think too highly of themselves, what about nations of people? You know, these days, there is so much talk about national pride, but is that what's really wrong with the world? Not enough national pride? What I wonder is, will there ever be any nation on the face of this earth truly great enough to be characterized as humble? What would the world be like if we all decided that humility is too important just to be a personal virtue, but needed to be political, national, or global? What would that world look like? I think there's a lot of evidence that humility changes everything it touches. Science, for instance, has changed everything for mankind. And the scientific method is, at its root, humble. No, I did not say all scientists are humble. Far from it. I said the scientific method is humble because it says, here, let's not assume we know anything about anything, and then let's carefully experiment and test and then second guess ourselves and learn what we can, even if what we learn makes us uncomfortable. And even then, let's remain open and never say that we know it for sure. That is humility in practice. And I think arguably it has changed everything. So I guess that's my point. If you are looking to change your life quickly and powerfully and permanently, try humility, because humility changes everything it touches. Nothing defeats it. It seems like a hard pill to swallow, I know, but I assure you, it is deep magic, perhaps the deepest magic of all. I think T.S. Eliot was right when he said, "The only wisdom we can hope to acquire in this life is the wisdom of humility. And I think humility is very likely the very best raw material from which you and I can build ourselves a beautiful life. Everybody, try it different this week. Try a little humility on for size. See if it doesn't make some big changes in you. And then tell me about it when we get together next time, because we'll be here for you next week. Enjoy. Take care.